Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Habitcast, Habitat Pinellas and West Pasco's podcast highlighting our partners, our Habitat homeowners, and our supporters that help make our mission possible. I'm Morgan Brochetti here with my co-host, Mike Sutton. Hey, Mike.
How are you, Morgan?
I'm doing well. Welcome back.
It's been a while.
It has.
It's been a while. We took a little bit of a breather.
We sure did.
A little bit of a break, but it's exciting to be, you know, kind of doing this again and pushing out information to Habitat supporters and all of our friends in the community.
Yeah, so, our huge Habitcast following.
You know, we've been listened to in six continents.
We sure have.
Yeah, somehow by accident, but it's kind of
how the algorithm works.
Kind of, yeah, it's kind of exciting. So exciting stuff.
It is. So we are here in our Living HR collaboration room. Actually, we had our podcast loft in a different space in our admin office, and now we've kind of redecorated this room, and we have hired a fantastic addition to our team, Chris Torello, who's our multimedia manager. He's our new producer.
He is.
We've got a producer.
We're excited about Chris. So Chris came to us from Bay News 9, sports reporter. He'd been there for a number of years and has been a great addition to our staff. As we've really tried to tell more stories and really share the mission in a new way. And so I think he's done a phenomenal job in a short amount of time, really kind of pushing information out and helping the community have a better understanding of what Habitat does. You know, there's so many misconceptions about the work we do. People think that we give away homes. They think Jimmy Carter's, you know, running the show. A lot of people think I have a direct line to him, by the way.
So
that's always kind of fun, you know, like, yeah, let me give Jimmy a call. And, you know, I think in addition to that, there's just a lot of misconceptions, right? The families we serve, there's a lot of misconceptions around that, that the homes we build bring in drugs and crime and all that kind of stuff. And all that stuff is so far from the truth.
Couldn't be more opposite.
Yeah. And so I think with Chris's addition, plus the other folks that are on your team, I think we have this opportunity to continue to push out, you know, the good word that we do and, you know, help people understand that we're not, you know, and we love our friends at the Humane Society.
Of course.
But we don't, you know, we're not the animal.
Serving animals.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people think.
Mm-hmm. I get that a lot.
I do too. Probably. People are like, oh, I got my dog from you guys. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Well, let me tell you about Habitat a little bit. Yeah.
So I think it's, you know, again, we got to continue to let folks know what we do. And we rely on people that know about us to really kind of advocate for us in the community. Affordable housing the need has never been greater, and it continues to increase. So,
and now more than ever. So typically we take this time to give an update on Habitat news, and and normally they're really great stories. But right now, in the aftermath of Hurricane Ian, we wanted to have this special episode come out to be able to really give folks an update on what our affiliate partners down south are experiencing and how they can help.
Yeah, you know, it's been really sad. I think up until, you know, what, 24 hours before the storm hit Florida, the expectation that it was coming through Tampa Bay.
Right.
And, you know, I often think about if we ever got hit with a direct hit, like what they were projecting, I mean, our community would be devastated. Right. Mm-hmm. And somehow, some way, we've continued to miss the hurricanes, or the hurricanes have missed us.
Right.
We haven't had a direct hit in the Tampa Bay region since like the 20s. So it's been like 100 years. Yeah. But have you read the story that Tampa Bay Times put out about the Indian burial grounds? Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lot of, again, there's a lot of thought behind that the Indian burial grounds are keeping us safe.
Sure.
And so spending more money at the Hard Rock, I guess, I don't know. But in all seriousness, you know, it's been a long time since we've had a direct hit. And so, but when we don't get the hit, somebody does. And so, you know, down south got hit very, very hard. I feel like all weekend I've been on the phone or through text messages in contact with other Habitat affiliates. And, you know, sad to say, or the Charlotte County affiliate in Port Charlotte and the kind of the Northport area got hit really, really hard. They lost, you know, the roof of their office and their restore. You know, a couple of their staff members lost their homes, which, again, is just devastating and so sad.
Unimaginable.
Lee and Hendry counties, which is another Habitat affiliate that serves kind of the greater Fort Myers area, was devastated. And I don't have an actual update from them other than, you know, staff members are safe. Mm-hmm. I don't know about homes that are lost right. and the damage that they've seen. I know they've lost one of their warehouses and their restore and their office, like all that stuff is gone. And so in so many ways, the next 18 to 24 months is really going to just be rebuilding.
Right.
And
clean up and rebuild.
Clean up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and that's another thing that we wanted to share, because I've gotten a ton of people reach out and they've said, you know, hey, we want to go down, you know, right. we want to help. And, you know, I remember when I was with Habitat in Texas and we had Rita come through right around the same time as Katrina hit New Orleans, everybody wants to help. And sometimes that's not necessarily where the need yeah. is. And the last thing that officials on the ground need are just random people showing up. Mm-hmm. Because there's no resources in place. There's no infrastructure in place to handle that.
Right.
And so we will be deploying volunteers and staff to go help with the rebuild and the relief efforts, but we will not be doing that until we get the go ahead.
Right.
What we're doing in the meantime is we've launched a little bit of a campaign. I'll let you talk about that, but launched a little bit of a campaign to recruit to get donations
right.
and financial donations as well as product that we can then send down there.
Sure. Yeah. And I think to your point, there's the idea of wanting to help, which is such a Tampa Bay community kind of feeling that we have here in our area, which is amazing to see. And the response has been amazing. Yeah. But to that point, just going down there and showing up isn't the best way to help right now. Yeah. So we wanted to be able to provide an opportunity to support our neighbors down south. So right now we're running our Fill the Truck campaign. Mm-hmm. So we're collecting cleaning supplies and safety supplies, really focusing on those two kind of categories of, mm-hmm. of items. We have so many partners in our area who are collecting all kinds of different things,
sure.
like food and donating time with Being Tampa Bay and folks like that. But we really wanted to focus on, you know, we are an affordable housing homeowner provider. So mm-hmm. we want to focus on those construction materials, cleanup things, safety gear, yeah. things like that. So right now, as of Saturday, you can bring any of those donations to either of our restores in Clearwater or Newport Richey. And then you can also drop them off at the East and Central Pasco restores as well. Yeah. And if you'd like to raise funds that will go directly to our folks down south, you can visit habitatpwp.org/Ian and make a monetary donation as well.
Yeah. And people have been doing that, yeah. which is so awesome. You know, our community, as you said, really steps up in a time of need. And we're thankful for our friends at the East and Central Pasco Habitat affiliate for being willing to also collect items at their location. So, you know, between the restores, we should be able to, you know, fill a couple trucks
yeah.
worth of supplies. You know, I don't, do you know anything about Muck and Gut?
I do not.
So I learned that.
I feel like I'm going to learn.
Yeah, when I was in Texas, you know, when we went down and helped with Hurricane Rita along mm-hmm. the Texas coast, everything, you know, again, there's, again, a misconception that you're going to go in and just sure. rebuild homes.
Yeah,
but you got to get rid of everything first, right. right? And so that muck and gut, it's literally you're gutting and it's muck. It's we had to wear, I wouldn't call them hazmat suits, but we were wearing
gear.
Like and we were literally removing, I mean, it's just like muck. It's, you know, sheetrock and right. stuff that's just
everything that's together now.
Well, yeah. and it was water, you know, fill the water, right? Yeah. So everything's just Stopping. Nasty. So the amount of stuff you got to get rid of before you can even start the rebuild process is pretty significant. So a lot of those supplies, I feel like, are going to help with a lot of that. So,
sure.
Because for the next, you know, who knows how many months, six to 12 months, that's probably all they're going to be doing
right.
is removing all that stuff and making sure that, you know, their staff is secure and in a safe place, that, you know, their current homeowners, that, you know, their homes have been, taken care of. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not looking forward to hearing the numbers from insurance claims and right. stuff, but it's going to be astronomical.
Absolutely.
So, this storm was just so massive. Do you see the graphic where they dropped Hurricane Charlie that hit in the same spot? You could actually drop Hurricane Charlie, the size of Hurricane Charlie, in the eye of Hurricane Ian. So this storm was, you know, massive.
Massive. And, you know, there's the opportunity to respond in a positive and you know, in helpful way. And, mm-hmm. and this is just one way. There are so many opportunities across the community. I'm sure everyone who's listening has gotten at least 10 emails from different organizations sure. offering different ways to give back. I know that there are a lot of other organizations that are looking for hands to help here locally to package, to bring things down. So as we see those coming through, we'll make sure to share them on our social accounts yeah. and things like that. But for those donations of construction, safety and cleaning supplies, we would love for those to be brought to our resource.
And you know, I think the other thing we can do is we can set up a something on our website that for folks that do want to go down and help with volunteering, we can start to gather their information yep. and build up a database of people that are willing to do that. So you know, definitely, you know, I think we just want to continue to encourage anyone who's listening and anyone who's a Habitat supporter to, you know, think about ways that they can support the relief efforts. Whether that's donating, you know, even a couple dollars helps, right? So donating time and money, supplies, as you mentioned, habitatpwp.org/Ian is the place to find out all that information.
We'll make sure to keep that updated with anything else that's coming out, different ways to help. But those are our two primary ways right now.
Awesome. Well, you know, one of the things we heard coming out of this past week and all the devastation was just how thankful a lot of our Habitat homeowners were around living in a safe home, right? Mm-hmm. I was out driving around the day before the storm hit, just to kind of check on, you know, a couple of the communities we've built. And it was amazing to see neighbors coming together to put up their shutters and just prepare. And so we're going to hear, you know, from a staff member who's also a Habitat homeowner about what home means to them. The hurricane edition.
Kind of with a twist.
Yeah. So, you know, what does that feel like to know that you have a safe home to take refuge and shelter in?
Sure.
We talked a lot about this during the pandemic mm-hmm. and what it was like yeah. to have a safe home to live in.
Or to shelter in place.
When we were required to do that, right? I don't know about you, but the day the storm was coming, it was like the pandemic all over again. Mm-hmm. I was sitting in my house, and just thinking to myself, like, oh man, this is miserable. Like,
yeah,
you know,
and there was a different energy with this storm too. It just felt like it just felt scarier.
For yeah. Somehow, our community was very prepared.
We sure were.
But my concern is again down south that they were not ready for the turn, and when the storm turned and kind of went in through Charlotte Harbor,
it's not enough time.
Yeah. So we're gonna let's hear a little bit from I believe we're gonna hear from Hannah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Hannah Eddy, who has been in her home for less than a year and came to work for us shortly after her closing, she's our compliance staff member. She works with a lot of our municipalities, and she's been just a phenomenal addition to our team. But we're going to hear a little bit from her about what home means to her.
Preparing for Ian, I knew that I would be fine. I knew my house would be fine. Habitat went through and showed me and every other homeowner and homeowner candidate how to put the shutters up, how safe those shutters are, how safe the house is. I went through and I documented personally everything about my house. I saw how it was built. I had no fear that my house would not be there at the end of the storm. For Irma, I was in a mobile home with my dad, and we left. And we were very lucky to come back to having a home. And I knew for this one, I could be that sanctuary for anybody, be it coworkers, friends, family, neighbors. All the neighbors saw my house go up, so they knew that if they needed someplace, they were gonna come bang on my door. And it was uplifting to know that I could do that.
So awesome to hear Hannah really give her testimonial about how safe she felt during the storm, thanks to her Habitat home. You know, you mentioned prior to her coming on that there's this opportunity as a Habitat homeowner to be part of a community, and building homes, communities, and hope is part of our mission. And, you know, I really was thinking about it with last year during our holiday time, there were so many homeowners who were helping put each other's lights up and things like that, like in Teller Estates, our development in Pinellas Park. And it really is almost a for better or for worse kind of community feeling to know that you have those folks who have been through the same things that you have going through the program, feeling equally as safe, but then knowing that you have each other. That's huge.
Yeah. I got a text the day after the storm from one of our homeowners in Teller Estates who in Pinellas Park, and who said that one of her neighbors and her daughter were walking door to door to see if they could help take down the shutters for their neighbors.
Wow.
And, you know, it's, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, the neighbor thing is just not as common as it used to be.
Sure.
And so to hear about that and to see that, you know, is heartwarming. So, glad to hear that, you know, Hannah was safe and that home brought so much comfort, you know, knowing that it was structurally sound and built so well. And I know our construction team will love to hear that. So, you know, again, I think what's exciting is we got the Habitcast back, you know, we'll have some great episodes coming up, but we really wanted to just use, you know, the kind of the kickoff to this new season of the Habitcast, to highlight, you know, the hurricane and relief efforts and all that stuff. The month of October for us here at Habitat's pretty busy. So not only will we be, you know, pulling some resources to help our fellow Habitat friends down south, but we have a lot coming up.
We have a lot coming up. At the end of the month, we have our golf tournament, 12th annual. Yeah. That's at the Copperhead course at Innisbrook. But we also have 9 home dedications across our community.
Yeah, 9 in October and 9 in December. So, and I think we have 7 in December. There's just, again, there's such a need, right? We've ramped up our efforts. We built 67 homes last year, and we will do 80 this year. And so, you know, with that means that there's a lot of home dedications coming up. So no better way for folks to experience our mission firsthand than to come to a home dedication, 15 to 20 minutes. It'll be the highlight of the day, highlight of the week. And to see the family, I always love their face when they open the door to walk across the, you know, the entry for the first time and experience that. It's just so awesome. So,
so awesome to see. And if you haven't been to a dedication, you have 9 options.
Yeah. Well, technically we have, one of them's a triple home dedication.
And we also have a double.
Three in a row. So, and then the other one was 2 in a row. So, again, 3 times the families. And so it'll be exciting.
And
so,
you can find all that information on our website, habitatpwp.org. And then again, as a reminder, as we kind of wrap up here, if you're interested in helping with the relief efforts, you can visit our website at habitatpwp.org/Ian.
Yeah.
You can find ways to donate funds or time and different cleaning supplies and things like that our folks down south really need in this moment.
Huge need. We also want to give a special thank you to our broadcast partner, RadioSaintPete.com and Sunshine 96.7 FM radio. So they have been a great partner of ours, Joe Bordeaux, longtime Habitat supporter. And so we want to thank Radio St. Pete and Sunshine Radio for continuing to push out the Habitcast, as well as our friends at the St. Pete Catalyst.
Mm-hmm.
They are also a great partner that continue to push out the good word of Habitat.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
Well, Morgan, this has been fun. It's great to be back.
Welcome back.
Doing the Habitcast in our new room, our new setup, and look forward to many more episodes to come.